So you wrote an article called Pi is Wrong. I mean, is pi not 3.14 repeating? Or it now I have to start because I just misidentified what pi is.
Right.
You wrote an article called Pi is Wrong. How can you say that? Is pi not 3.14 and so on?
Oh, pi absolutely is 3.14 and so on. The problem is that that's not the right number that would be the most useful and natural, as we attempt to do in mathematics. We try and simplify and explain relationships very nicely. And the most common use of pi is the reference to angles in terms of full turns of a circle. And so my main motivation for writing the paper was primarily to raise awareness that people have trouble with trigonometry because they measure a right angle, which in our reference pi 3.14 to pi over 2. And if you ask the average, even scientifically informed person on the street, what's 90 degrees in radians, they'll say, oh, I don't remember. But if you ask anyone what 15 minutes is, they'll say it's a quarter of an hour. So there's the discrepancy. Pi over 2 for a quarter of an hour. It is a kind of a disconnect and a cognitive dissonance that I think makes one of the most beautiful areas of mathematics, trigonometry, and all the circular functions seem a little bit less natural. And because of that, I think we lose a lot of people very early in math because we try and tell them this is the most beautiful thing in the world, and it's got a little bit of a kind of a problem with it.
So if you're gonna make if you're gonna write an article with such an inflammatory title as Pi is Wrong, I really should check to make sure that you're actually a legitimate mathematician and not just some sort of a crank who managed to slip through the cracks here. So could you please tell me your name and perhaps some of these credentials that make you someone who can actually make these sort of statements?
Right. Well, I tend to not place too much stock in credentials, including my own. I can, if, for those who like credentials, if mine aren't any good, aren't impressive, mathematicians as well known as John Conway have said things like 6.28 is clearly the right number in an article about the same kind of questions in physics constants that was in Physics World magazine, a very nice article by Robert Kreese called Shift. Anyway, my own background is in nonlinear partial differential equations. I got my PhD at UC Berkeley, which was a pretty great. I'm very happy with the math community that I encountered there during my graduate school. And since then, I've been at various places in Utah, at the University of Utah, and now Utah Valley University. And I've worked in now in mathematical material science, and most recently in mathematics of molecular medicine, DNA analysis. So I don't think I'm the world expert on pi necessarily, but I just made a pedagogical observation that maybe a reason that our students have trouble in some materials, some topics, is that measuring angles in terms of half turns is really unnatural and unmathematical. And that there is a possible solution by giving a symbol to 6.28. When I wrote the article, I had an idea of having a circle icon with a radius rather than a diameter. And my father suggested a 2 pi's joined together at the middle, so a three-legged pie, because it sort of gave a little historical nod to the original symbol, and everyone would know immediately what it meant. Now, a lot of people didn't like that because there's nothing in any of the existing fonts that's going to be able to be used universally. And most recently, various people have proposed using tau for 2pi, for 6.28, for the circle constant, and referring everything to the symbol tau. And that actually has caught on much more, thanks to Michael Hartl's the Tau Manifesto, and Peter Haramos has written widely on that. Vi Hart's wonderful Pi is Still Wrong YouTube video that's now up to nearly a million hits. It's over 950,000 hits. So it obviously strikes a chord with a lot of people. Some people don't like tau because tau is used for other things in math. It's used for torsion in curvature, in space curves. It's used for torque. It's used for various things. But pi itself is used for many things. Pi is used for the prime counting function that has pi, the other pi, in its growth rate. Pi is used for homotopy groups. Pi is used for fiber projections. So it's not like we can't deal with multiple uses of a symbol.
And your name.
And my name, did I say? Bob Palais, that's how it's pronounced, like a French palace. And my parents were both mathematicians, gave me a really nice background and upbringing and motivation to learn math and apply it in different areas, the kind of things I like. I was lucky to learn from a lot of great math teachers in my primary, secondary, college, and graduate school, so I'm grateful to all of my teachers along the way, and they instilled in me questioning the most basic assumptions, and I guess pi is one of them. I've also, really, my entire motivation is to make things more understandable for students and colleagues when I'll do any more standard math. I think conveying the main ideas is important. And I think pi, the pi 3.14, detracts from conveying ideas because there are always twos in all the formulas for Fourier analysis, the period of the periodic function, sine and cosine, the period of the fundamental circular functions, all have these twos in there. And to me, if you see a two in a formula, it should mean doubling for some reason. There should be, the two should have some meaning. And the only reason there are twos in these formulas is the misdefinition of the symbol for the circle constant of pi. I've often said in the article originally that if e was defined as the exponential decay rate, 1 over 2.718, et cetera, then you'd have a lot of minus signs around in every formula that aren't there now. E was defined correctly, Euler's constant was defined right, but you could have defined E to be what we now call E, 1 over E. So it's there are lots of fun arguments. It's actually, I'm just happy I stimulated lots of discussion about this. The idea was to raise the awareness. And you have people that say, no, pi is good because diameter is better. It's the ratio of the circumference to the diameter. But then they say, oh, but it's also good because A is pi r squared. Wait a minute. Don't you like diameter? Then it should be pi d squared over 4. So they seem to want to have it both ways. They want the diameter formula, and then they want the area formula. And then when they say, well, isn't the area formula better like pi r squared? I say, well, look, anytime you have a quadratic, a square, it's natural to have a 1/2 in front of it. So if you use 6.8, if you use tau or 2 pi, the area is 1/2 times 6.28 times radius squared. And that comes right out of Archimedes' original argument. And it goes right along with 1/2 mv squared, 1/2 gt squared, 1/2 kx squared for Hooke's law. So there are actually surprisingly many things that pie cleans up. that making pie right cleans up.
So what kind of brought on the insight to you that this constant that we've been using, that we've been teaching to people for so long, and literally thousands of years at this point, that it wasn't actually the one that we should be using?
Well, to me, I know the exact moment that I noticed it. It was while giving a test in class, in a calculus class. But I do have to say that although most people have stuck with pi for hundreds of years and more, several people have thought of this before. And someone found in Fred Hoyle's astronomy book, very classic astronomy book, he talks about measuring things in turns, which are full revolutions. And he went so far as to going decimal, and he said we should measure angles in turns and milliturns. So I kind of like that. But that shows that there's definitely a precedent for it. And in the article, I definitely said I'm not the first person to think of this, I'm sure. But the moment it occurred was in the class, because I wanted to make my exams be easy to answer without a calculator. So I had the answer turn out to be sine of pi over 2. And even though the answer was sine of pi over 2, which is 1, which people should know from circle diagrams, I would see all my students going to their calculators and plugging in pi over 2 sine. I'm saying, why can't they see that sine of pi over 2, that pi over 2 is this making a right angle with my fingers, my thumb out to the right and my pointer straight up. And I looked at that and said, why don't you see that this is pi over 2? And I kept looking at it. And I said, wait a minute, that's not half, that's a quarter. It's a quarter of an hour. It's the exact symbol you'd make if you were trying to show someone 3 o'clock or something, or 15 minutes. A quarter of an hour. So now when we talk about 270 degrees, three quarters of a turn, and that's what I call the circle constant turn, a turn. So three quarters of a circle is three quarters of a turn, and it works out numerically just right. But anyway, what do we call it next with our old pi? 3 pi over 2. So you'd say, I'm going to be there in 3/2 of 1/2 hour. Doesn't that sound kind of silly? Anyway, there are more and more things. The more I look into things, the more I see places where 6.28 works out much more nicely as the right number. I've just done a nice animation unrolling a circle into a triangle, and above any radius, you have the circumference. If you roll it out into a straight segment, and the slope of the hypotenuse is 6.28. That's the circumference is 6.28 r. That's maybe if we just got rid of symbols and just put in numbers, here circumference is 6.28 r, and so forth. We'd see that was the number that came up more often and more naturally, more geometrically. Anyway, as I said, all the people, even my friend Michael, who wrote the Tao Manifesto and really brought this to the attention of lots of people, and Peter and all the other people, largely are very happy that, not that we've gotten rid of pi. We like pi. I think we're all very fond of pi. Pi is great. It just wasn't the right number for simplicity and beauty, and to show the real essence of the beauty of circles.
So what
we wanted to stimulate awareness, and I think we've done a pretty good job with that.
What would the world look like if we had defined all of our constants in the same way that we had defined pi?
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's surprising. In the physics world articles, the shifty constants, and I think there were actually two articles. There was even a discussion in the complexity blog, and Terence Tao, the field medalist, thought to took it even further and said the right constant is 2 pi i. that would make formulas and complex analysis and number theory work out even better. And the formulas for higher dimensional spheres people discussed. Actually, tau was proposed a long time ago in Albert Eagle's elliptic functions book to be the fundamental constant, but his tau was pi over 2 in the other direction. So people have had their own preferences, and that's a wonderful thing. But my article has a diagram which seemed to be fairly convincing that replaced the use of pi in lots of formulas by a symbol for 6.28. And so the formulas for Cauchy's integral formula that has a 2 pi in it, or Stirling's formula, or the roots of unity, the nth roots of unity in the complex plane, they all work out just so much more nicely with 6.28. And that was my observation. That was my main observation, and certainly not my original observation, as we've seen. Lots of people have noticed this, but it didn't seem to me to be widely spoken of. And there's so many articles that talk about how perfect and eternally beautiful pi is and all this wonderful stuff, and I just couldn't resist having a little contrary point of view that pi is wrong. So pi is, and what happened was, one of the things that Michael Hartle took advantage of was the popular Pi Day celebrations. He just promote Tau Day celebrations on 6/28 instead of 3/14. Now, that's a very U.S.-centric dating system, because around the world, most of the times, the day comes before the month. So in Europe and elsewhere, March 14th is 1/4/3, not 3/1/4. But anyway, he proposed Tau Day on June 28th, and in recent years there have been more and more articles in international media about the idea that 6.28 is the more natural circle constant, and so that idea has gotten a lot of attention and brought a lot of attention to math, and people look into math again, and that can never be a bad thing, to get people more excited about math and to realize that math is about simplifying and finding the universe in common to relationships that are in physics, in biology, in economics, in all kinds of fields. That's what makes math math. They're the relationships that are universal, that have particular expressions in various sciences and even in the arts. So we've been pretty pleased that there's been a lot of attention to that, and to the point where there have been lots of arguments about between the pieists and the Taoists. And this year, as a compromise, MIT sent out its admissions announcements on 3/14, on March 14th, Pi Day, but at the time, 6/28. That was the time of day they sent it out. So they just said, they wrote a nice little piece about the war between the Pi people and the Tau people. And they said, we propose a compromise and a truce. And to do that, we're going to announce the admissions for MIT on 3/14. That shows how surprisingly far the crazy thought of Pi is wrong seems to have gone.
So for... I just have one last thing to ask you here. For such a long time, people have viewed pi as being, as you said, just this beautiful, amazing little bit of mathematics. And also, since it's the circle constant, and a circle is a very natural sort of shape, we've long thought that every different alien civilization in the entire universe would probably also have the digits of pi. And so one of the ways of contacting these aliens has been to send out the digits of pi. What would your opinion be of the probable reaction of an alien race if they intercepted 3.14 and so on and so forth?
I think there'd be raucous laughter and then a big discussion of whether they should maybe avoid this planet, because the people there obviously are very dogmatic and not open to thinking about new things. So we brag to the universe about our intelligence by sending out, they were thinking about, why are they sending out half the circle constant? Well, a friend of mine pointed out that if we are lucky enough, we sent it out in binary, and then we just got the binary point off by one. So maybe we got lucky and they're thinking it was just a typo, and they really know where things are at. So, and another way to look at it is pi really is really beautiful. It's just half as beautiful as it could be. And it has obviously stimulated lots of great study and research. Some people say, on a more serious note, that it just doesn't matter. People can deal with it and divide by two or multiply by two and get it right. And my point is the knock-on effect, the indirect effect, that people may have figured things out for themselves during early trigonometry and saying, why do I have to memorize pi over 2 for 90 degrees? Why is pi over 2 better than 90 degrees? They keep telling us, this is better, this is better. And they may just get frustrated and say, well, these people are just crazy and telling me this stuff, and they're saying pi over 2 for 90 degrees is better, and I don't see why it's any better. And if they said pi, a quarter of pi, it would make sense, because they're saying, oh, we're just talking about a quarter of a circle. Then it would make sense. So I think it may, the mistake may have lost us some very great potential mathematicians and scientists over the years, and at least the awareness of the mistake might help correct that. That was my sole intention, I think. And I appreciate your highlighting this too, that it's really great that you're highlighting mathematics with your interviews, because math, no matter what the subtleties of pi, math itself is this most beautiful thing that has explained a lot of phenomena in nature and in people, and leads people to thinking very logically. It's the basis of computer science, all of our artificial intelligence. In fact, lots of the people that founded artificial intelligence, including Alan Turing, got his PhD in math, and John McCarthy, who passed away recently, who did artificial intelligence and the Lisp programming language. He was one of the founders of the first artificial intelligence conference. Marvin Minsky, Claude Shannon, those were the three people who founded that first conference. They were all mathematicians. They all were mathematicians, and that's what led to things like the smartphone artificial intelligence that we're using in practice. And that's probably what's catching us with face recognition and speeding tickets too. So there are always pros and cons, I guess.
Oh, Professor Pillay, it's been an honor speaking with you. It's been a lot of fun.
It's been a lot of fun. It's been an honor speaking with you, and best of luck with your project.